welcome you all very warmly to the Senate for this really, really important event.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. RNIB Cymru recently hosted an event in the Senedd in Cardiff to highlight the issues around accessible health information for blind and partially sighted people. Some of the stories shared by the panel will be familiar to many.
So yeah, since going blind, I find it really difficult to access my medical information because I get my appointment letters and results through the post, which I can't read.
I've been blind all my life, so I've had this issue with hospitals sending paper documents all my life. Luckily enough, I've had family members around to read it, but that's not necessarily the point, because I've been unable to access this information myself, and especially as I've got older, the need to access this information confidentially is more important than ever.
After moving to Cardiff 20 years ago, Maggie Rees was diagnosed with a degenerative eye condition, which has left her, like many other blind and partially sighted people in Wales, struggling to access personal information.
I mean, I would like to access the information myself, really, by a click of a button on my iPhone to see when my appointment is coming up. Just the same as I could with my refuge collection. I can check the date and the time and when it's coming. And that shouldn't be too difficult for technology. But there's a divide in the NHS and the Senedd, isn't there? Because the Senedd has made this ruling that we should all access it the way we want our information. And yet the NHS has not provided that. So there's this big divide of the last NSOY. When the NHS has got enormous technology service and all our information is electronically served. If you book an appointment or a GP phones up a hospital to get you into hospital, the first thing they do is check your details on the screen, where you come from, your age and everything, and why not put on there that the information needs to be in a format that you can understand, that you can hear, because it's hearing for me. I said I've purchased many expensive pieces of technology to assist me. But that's not a lot of people are not able to do that, are they? So it's a big problem. I mean, when you have healthcare issues and you have information leaflets, you can't read them. And in fact, some electronic devices don't work on them because they're colour-coded or lovely calligraphy, which doesn't read it anyway. So it's a major issue for everybody, particularly with visual impairment, because it's a struggle. Life is a struggle when you lose any vision. You shouldn't have to struggle to access your own health information. But like I said, I'd like to access it myself, just with going on my phone and saying, okay, I know I've got an appointment coming up. That's when it is, and that's where it stays on my phone.
I asked Maggie what role she thought the Senedd could play in making a healthcare more accessible.
The Senedd, as we've heard today, have some new technology. I mean, it's enormous. They need to push the NHS. I just don't understand why the NHS hasn't developed this. You know, they've got lots of skills in the NHS. They're always bringing out new technology, but they fail at the minimum standards, don't they? They fail the very people who are using the NHS to enable them to access the information and to understand what's going on in life when you're waiting for appointments or you're making an appointment. I mean, it's a basic fundamental issue, isn't it? We all need healthcare at some point or other, whether you've seen your GP or whether you go to hospital, waiting for appointment, waiting for investigations. And the worst thing that can happen is that you just don't attend. And there's millions of pounds wasted every year in the NHS because people don't attend. I say to myself, I've not attended two appointments. One was an investigation because I just couldn't understand the information. I got the dates wrong. Nobody to read it for me. I live on my own. And in fact, I didn't want to share that information with others. So it's a basic human right. And it's discriminatory not to be able to receive information or access it in the way you need it.
The Senedd event is part of a wider piece of work that's being undertaken by RNIB Cymru to not only raise awareness of the issues, but also to suggest ways to implement change. Valuable work that's ongoing.